This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Remember we spoke about the maratib, mentioned the levels of the belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the belief in the qada al-qadr. And we said that the first aspect of the belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in terms of the qada al-qadr is the knowledge. That first thing we have to realize that Allah subhanahu knows all things. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that which has already passed, and Allah subhanahu knows that's what's happening, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also knows the future. But one aspect that we want to mention, we said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's knowledge, He knows what's going to happen. But there are some verses in the Quran which the others they are confused about. Like for example, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ حَتَّى نَعْلَمَ الْمُجَاهِدِينَ مِنْكُمْ وَالصَّابِرِينَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ We will test you حَتَّى نَعْلَمَ الْمُجَاهِدِينَ مِنْكُمْ وَالصَّابِرِينَ وَنَبْلُوَكُمْ وَنَبْلُوَ أَخْبَارَكُمْ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, He's testing you so that He will know. To know those who struggle, al-mujahideen minkum, and those who are patient. To know. So does that some of the people who are reading this verse, they think that, okay, that means Allah didn't know before. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests us so that He would know. So that does that mean that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not know before? And another verse, for example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لِيَعْلَمَ اللَّهُ مَنْ يَخَافُهُ بِالْغَيْبِ لِيَعْلَمَ اللَّهُ So that Allah can know who fears Him. In another, بِالْغَيْبِ means who fears Him when they're by themselves. Like who is sincere. So that Allah knows who is sincere. You know, in front of people, everyone's the same, right? But when you're by yourself, how does Allah test you so that He will know? لِيَعْلَمَ مَنْ يَخَافُهُ بِالْغَيْبِ And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَمْ حَسِبْتُمْ أَن تَدْخُلُوا الْجَنَّةِ وَلَمَّا يَعْلَمِ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا مِنْكُمْ وَيَعْلَمَ الصَّابِرِينَ أَمْ حَسِبْتُمْ أَن تَدْخُلُوا الْجَنَّةِ Do you think you're going to enter Jannah? وَلَمَّا يَعْلَمِ اللَّهُ And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَلَمَّا يَعْلَمِ اللَّهُ And Allah subhanahu has not does not know yet who amongst you will struggle, perform jihad amongst you and those who are patient. In other words, look at all these verses, there and other verses also. It's as if some people, when they look at this, they think that, oh, so that Allah will know. So Allah will know who's good, Allah knows who's bad. Does that mean Allah did not know before? What's the answer to that? The answer to that is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He knows what's going to happen. He knows what's going to happen. And He knows what's happening already also. But the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He says, لِيَعْلَمَ اللَّهُ So that Allah will know, is just because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it doesn't mean that Allah doesn't know ahead of time, the future. No, Allah knows the future. Allah knows the future. Allah knows who are the people who are patient, who are the people who are sincere. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows who are the ones who fear Him already. But when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, so that we will know, just because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions He knows now, does not mean He didn't know before. And does not mean that He didn't know ahead of time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knew ahead of time already. But then when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, so that we will know, that means at that point when you do it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows now, and He knows, He already knew ahead of time already. That in other words, there's no, it's just knowing ahead of time and knowing during that time does not nullify. It's not something that's contradictory. Do you understand? It doesn't mean that Allah did not know ahead before that. But the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions when He says, so that it will know, it's like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in when it comes to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, إنما أمره إذا أراد شيئاً أن يقول له كن فيكون. إنما أمره إذا أراد شيئاً. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whenever He wants something, all He does is He says, be and it is. So did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not want these things to happen beforehand? No, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala already knew and He already wanted this to happen. But then the time when it was happening, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also wanted it. So the irada, the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during an action, in the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before the action and in the future, does not nullify His will at the present when that particular act is being done. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا أَمْرُهُ إِذَا أَرَادَ شَيْئًا, when did He want this? When did He want this to happen? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted the whole thing to happen before already. But when it did happen, He wanted, that's the time when He wanted, that means His desire, His want, does not nullify anything. Does not nullify that He didn't know ahead of time before. Do you understand? So one is knowledge during the action and knowledge before the action. It's not contradictory. Both are true, that Allah knows now and Allah already knew ahead of time anyways. Allah already knew ahead of time. And so another way to some of the scholars explain this is that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, حَتَّى نَعْلَمَ, so that Allah will know. In other words, this knowledge is knowledge what? Knowledge, أي عِلْمًا يَتَرَتَّبْ عَلَيْهِ ثَوَابُ وَالْعِقَابِ. That means Allah knows, now this knowledge here is to establish punishment and reward. To establish punishment and reward. What do I mean by that? When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ حَتَّى نَعْلَمَ الْمُجَاهِدِينَ مِنْكُمْ وَالصَّابِرِينَ, and we will test you so that Allah will know those who perform jihad and those who are patient. So that what? Allah knows, but here what it means is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows who is deserving of reward and who is deserving of punishment. Not that He didn't know ahead of time. He already knew all of that ahead of time already. But it's to establish justice, that Allah is just. He makes it happen and then and He knows already. And then the knowledge here is knowledge that is a consequence of those actions. That the knowledge of, okay, now this, when this happens, this is, when someone is patient, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards them. And if they're not patient, if they reject, then the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is deserving upon those people. So most of this, alhamdulillah, you know, there's no contradiction. But what is wrong is some of the people, some of the Ahlul Bid'ah, when it comes to the belief in Qadar al-Qadar, they say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they say, Al-Amru Unuf. What do they mean by that? They say, whatever happens, and Allah does not know ahead of time. That Allah does not know ahead of time. He said, they say, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَعْلَمُ شَيْءٍ إِلَّا بَعْدَ بُقُوعِهِ. Allah does not know until it actually happens. So of course that belief is kufr. To say that Allah did not know ahead of time. No, Allah knows ahead of time. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, so that he will know, it's to establish for us. So it's for us. You know, like for example, Allah already knew ahead of time. But then when you do something like, okay, now, you know, this is establishing, this is proof against you in your actions. That's why you're deserving of the reward or punishment. Deserving of the reward or punishment. So the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when it's happening, and the knowledge before it's happening, when these verses, there's no contradiction between them. Allah knows, and Allah, when He says, so that we know, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala already knows ahead of time also. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows ahead of time, and there's knowledge during the action and knowledge before the action, and even knowledge before the action, I mean knowledge of also the future. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows all of that. So that's the first part, the first aspect of belief in qada al-qadar, belief in predestination, is to believe that Allah knows all things. Allah knows the future. Allah even knows something will happen. If something happens, this will happen. And even if it didn't happen, if it would have happened, Allah would have known what would happen if it did happen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows all. He knows the future. He knows the unseen. He knows not a single thing that happens. Not a single raindrop that falls or a leaf that falls, except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. Not only that, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the second aspect of belief in al-qada' wal-qadr is al-kitaba. Is that all of these deeds, everything that was decreed is also written. Has also been written. But the writing of it also is of different stages. Different types of writing and different levels. And that's why when you understand the different levels, then it's not confusing. That it's not confusing. So the first is the general writing of everything that's going to happen. Okay, and that is في اللوح المحفوظ الكتابة العامة في اللوح المحفوظ. That which has already been written in the prescribed tablet, in the lawh al-mahfuz. Okay? And so that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written there, it's already written, and that one doesn't change. Whatever has already been written, it's already been written. It's already, whatever has been written, has already been written. And then there's another type of writing. The writing of lawh al-mahfuz, al-kitabah. The next is called al-kitabah al-umriyah, which is your age, your lifetime, your lifespan. And that's the time when, what kind of writing is this and who writes this? This is when a baby, when the fetus is in the womb of the mother, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after 4 months, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends an angel. Allah sends an angel to the womb. Allah sends an angel to this baby that's in the womb, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He orders the angel to write everything about that baby. Ajala, He writes his kataba ajalahu, which is what? His age, how long he's going to live, and so forth. Wa rizqa, and also his rizq, his provision, what's he going to get? He's going to be rich, poor, how much he's going to have. Allah will write all that. And wa amala, Allah will write also, tell him that the angels will also write all his deeds. وَشَقِيٌّ أَوْ سَعِيدٌ, and whether he's going to be someone who is successful or someone who will be totally lost, or someone, in other words, good or bad concerning that particular person. And so this particular writing, of course, is written at that time. It's written at that time. So that particular writing also, whenever it's written, that's it. So whenever it's written in the womb, then that's it. So that's a different level. You understand? For each, that's an individual. It's like you have a book for everything. And you are part of that big book also. But then there's a small one for each one of them. Like, so it's different level. For each person, each individual, there's a book also that's written. That which is written also for you individually. And that's written when you are born. But there's also all of that's already written, Allah Mahfuz, at the same time, already ahead of time. But it's written again for each individual. And that happens when the angel comes down. After the soul is breathed into the person, and then that's written. And then there's another level also, and that's al-kitab al-hawliya, al-hawl. Al-hawl is the years, yearly. The yearly recording. The yearly recording. What is the yearly recording? The yearly recording is that which happens in Laylatul Qadr. Laylatul Qadr. So everything that happens in that year is written. So this is another level of writing. And this is the yearly one. And that's where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Dukhan, He says, فِيهَا يُفْرَقُ كُلُّ أَمْرٍ حَكِيمٍ. This is when all of the, you know, all the affairs are decided, every wise decision and affair is decreed. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Kullu amrin hakim. Yani, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarifies, Kullu amrin hakim. And of course, there's nothing, it's not that there is isn't something that's wise. No, everything that's written is hakim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, everything that happens is with full wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For Allah is all wise. So all of that which is written, everything that happens, happens for a reason. It doesn't just happen like haphazardly. If it happens, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all wise. So that means, you know, there's some things that happen, you go, oh, why is this happening? No, there's a reason for it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all wise. We might not understand the wisdom, or the why and so forth, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. And so everything that's written, and so that's, of course, that's the yearly recording. So he's yearly recording all of these, everything that happens, everything that's going to happen, everything that happens in your life, everything that's written for you. Laylatul Qadr, it's written. It's written also. And then there's another one that's written every single day. Every single day, everything is written also. Every time you do something, it's written again. Subhanallah. Look at that. You want to see like precision? Now you're going to argue? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah is all wise, so precise, all wise, everything that He does. He's all wise and all subtle. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all wise, all subtle. That's why I said everything is written, everything is decreed. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and this is concerning the daily written, يَسْأَلُهُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ كُلَّ يَوْمٍ هُوَ فِي شَأْنٍ كُلَّ يَوْمٍ هُوَ فِي شَأْنٍ يَسْأَلُهُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. All of that which is heaven in the heavens and the earth, ask of him. Ask of him. كُلَّ يَوْمٍ هُوَ فِي شَأْنٍ. Every single day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in charge of all these affairs. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes care of everything. And so, if we mention this, it's already written down. But then there are some verses also, that is there any can there be any change? Can there any change to this writing? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَمْحُ اللَّهُ مَا يَشَاءُ وَيُثْبِتْ وَعِنْدَهُ أُمُّ الْكِتَابِ. يَمْحُ اللَّهُ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can wipe away. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can erase. And Allah erases whatever He wills. And Allah keeps whatever He wills and establishes whatever He wills. وَعِنْدَهُ, and with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Ummul Kitab, is the mother of all books, Allah al-Mahfuz. Allah al-Mahfuz, which is written. And in it, of course, لَيْسَ فِيهِ مَحْوٌ وَلَا كِتَابٌ. It's already written. It's already written down. There's no more writing, no more erasing and so forth. And so whatever is in the Lawh al-Mahfuz, remember the first thing that we spoke about, that one does not change at all. For indeed, and that is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. With Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's also, of course, that, as we mentioned, does not change. But what is it that changes? What can be changed? Good deed becomes bad deed becomes good deed. What's, you know, when your bad deeds are wiped away, that is that which the angels write. What the angels write, يَمْحُ اللَّهُ مَا يَشَاء وَيُثْبِتْ. Allah erases whatever He wills, and Allah establishes what He wills. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says also, إِنَّ الْحَسَنَاتِ يُذْهِبْنَ السَّيِّئَاتِ. Doing good deeds, it wipes away bad deeds. How does it wipe away bad deeds? Everything that was written by the angels, okay, you do a good deed, you can wipe all that away now. Like you can erase all that. So the erasing of it is that which has been erased, that which is going to be erased. Of course, that which the angels, erase. Written, what they write. Terms of your daily deeds and so forth, good deed and bad deeds. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala switches and changes those bad deeds to good deeds. Right? And so that's in the books. that the angels the angels record. Now, du'a, supplicating to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Does it change the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَا يَرُدُّ الْقَدَرُ إِلَّا الدُّعَى لَا يَرُدُّ الْقَدَرُ إِلَّا الدُّعَى. That which is decreed, al-qadr, Laylatul Qadr, the night of decree, that nothing, لَا يَرُدُّ الْقَدَرُ, nothing erases the decree except for du'a. So when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says this, that means that there is that which has already been written that's going to happen, but because you made du'a, then it's changed. It is changed. So what is that? And we also, you know, there are so many cases and incidents and situations where something happens. And because of that sickness that a person is in, that they're going to die. They're going to die. It would have been written that they're going to die. But then they make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is changed. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends down, and Allah cures that person because of their decree, their dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So sometimes during Laylatul Qadr, it's written that this is going to happen to you. Hey, you know what? You're going to get into this person. This is going to happen to you. But then you start supplicating, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah. And then that qadr that was written for the year, that changed. That changed because of what? Because of your dua, your supplication to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Wa Ayyub idh nada rabbahu أني مسني الضر وأنت أرحم الراحمين. And when Ayyub, he supplicates to his Lord, أني مسني الضر, harm has afflicted me, وأنت أرحم الراحمين, and you are the most merciful of those who show mercy. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فاستجبنا له. And so we responded to his dua, فكشفنا ما به min dhur. Because of his dua, which means what? Means it was written before him, you know what? He's going to be sick. He's going to continue to be sick. Maybe he'll die from that sickness already. When he made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah accepted. فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ فَكَشَفْنَا مَا بِهِ مِنْ dhur. And then we took away all of that harm that was on him, the sickness and the harm that was on him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cured him because of his supplication and his dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so we should always supplicate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because you either get what you want, or Allah saves it for you later on, or because of a calamity that was going to befall upon you, a calamity has been taken away from you. So the more you make dua, the more benefit you have, the more protection you have. So dua is very, very important. It's very important to supplicate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time. And that supplication can change the qadr, can change that which is written, can change that which is written. Of course, that's why we mentioned there's different levels in terms of the recording of deeds and the writing of deeds, the daily, the yearly. And of course, you have that which is, you know, in Allah al-Mahfuz also. So that's the second is the writing of the deeds. So to believe in Qadr and Qadr, we also believe in the writing and the recording of those deeds. That's a part of our belief. And تؤمن بالقدر خيره وشره. That's what it means to believe in Qadr خيره وشره. To believe in the knowledge of Allah, and to believe that these deeds that were decreed are also written in Lawh al-Mahfuz. They are written also in on every single year, and then they're just like you have the recording, and then you have yearly accounting, you have monthly accounting, you have daily accounting also. You have daily accounting. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in his books, he has the in Lawh al-Mahfuz, and then also the yearly, and then the daily also. That's why your deeds go up daily also. And the angels write that, write those things. And of course, when you're born, as soon as the soul is breathed into your body, an angel comes and writes everything that was going to happen to you. That's one that's specific for your life and your lifetime also. That is also written also. And that's another level of writing that we spoke about. So those are the different, that's a different level of write, different levels of writing. So when we speak about qadar, there's also another aspect, which is al-mashi'ah. The third aspect of the belief in al-qadar, 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 al-qadar is to believe in al-mashi'ah. What's mashi'ah? Mashi'ah is the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-qadar, al-qadar is also to believe in the mashi'ah, that we believe that everything that happens is by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything, when the rain falls, it's because Allah wanted it. Because Allah willed it. And when it's dry, when the drought comes, it's because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When the vegetation grows from the earth, it's because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted it. When there's life or death, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants it. It's by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, لِمَنْ شَاءَ مِنْكُمْ أَنْ يَسْتَقِيمُ. For those among you who want, you will, then be upright. Be upright. وَمَا تَشَاءُونَ إِلَّا أَنْ يَشَاءَ اللَّهُ رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ. But you cannot want except if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants, except by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Well, what benefit is that? What benefit is that we, when we do anything, we have to depend on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It teaches us that we can't do anything. You can want something, but you will not be able to do anything. Your desire and your wanting will not happen except by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You want, and you do have will, but the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is above our will also. So what does that mean? Even through when it comes to guidance, we always ask, Ya Allah, Ya Muqallib al-Qulub, Thabbit qalbi ala deenik. Oh, changer of the heart, keep my heart firm upon your deen. And that's why when you do something, when you're able to do something good, don't think that you're everything. Oh, look at me, I read the Quran, I prayed this and that. No. You would not be able to do a single thing except unless Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helped you with it. Except by the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by the will of Allah, and by the help of Allah, that's when you're able to be here in the masjid right now. That's why you're here to pray. That's why you're here to make, you're able to make dhikr and recite the Quran. So don't think, oh, I did everything and so forth. No, thank Allah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala willed it and He made it easy for you to do it. Because it is only by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَوْ شَاءَ Allah. مقتتل الذين من بعدهم من بعد ما جاءتهم البينات ولكن اختلفوا. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala were to will, they would not have fought. من بعد ما جاء من بعدهم, after them, after him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaking about those who, you know, the Christians, the Nasara and so forth, they came and Bani Israel after the prophets and messengers were sent to them. After the proof and evidences came to them. ولكن اختلفوا. But they themselves, they disagreed with each other. They differed with each other. فمنهم من آمن. When there are some amongst them who believed. ومنهم من كفر. ولو شاء الله ما اقتتلوا. If Allah subhanahu so willed, they would not have fought. Because everything that happens is by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But our will is after the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That means our will is under the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our mashi'ah is below the mashi'ah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has given us a will, free will also to make decisions. But our will is also under the will of Allah. But if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not want it, nothing would happen. except by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But part of that, Allah has also given us the choice also. And every single day we wake up, we know that. Every single day we wake up, we make decisions. And Allah has given that. And the decisions that we make have consequences. And the decisions that we make either benefit us or are harmful for us. So another thing, Allah subhanahu, of course, you know, one phrase that the scholars have all agreed upon. All the scholars agreed upon is, "Ma sha Allah kana wa ma lam yasha lam yakun." Whatever Allah wills will happen. Whatever Allah does not will does not happen. That's agreed upon. If Allah wills it, then it will happen, no matter what. Nobody can stop it if Allah wills it. And if Allah did not will something, then it would not be able to happen. It will not be able to happen. So, does that mean that we don't have a free will? Does that mean like, you know, we don't have a free will? Some people say, yes, we don't have free will. Allah subhanahu has forced us to do everything. Yes, Allah, but Allah gives us the free will. But our will is under the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also, if everything, you know, some people they say, okay, if Allah already wrote everything down, right? If Allah wrote everything down, then, and then He already decreed whatever's going to happen is going to happen. Then why do I need to do anything? Why do I need to do a good deed? If I wanted to do a good deed, I would have done it already. It would have been written for me already. Right? Some people who are lazy, they might say that, right? Yeah, if Allah willed, I would have done it. You know, sometimes your parents will come to you and say, well, you should do this. Yeah, if Allah willed for me, I would have done it. Allah didn't will for me. Right? The thing is, and some people like, if Allah subhanahu willed for me to, you know, be a good Muslim, I would have been a good Muslim already. So then they why should I even make an effort? Now the thing is, you not making an effort, how do you know that you've already been, how do you know if you are amongst the people of Jannah or amongst the people of Hellfire? Does anyone who's walking on the face of this earth here know? Nobody knows. Then why are you already giving up? You want to be amongst the people of the Hellfire already? You already know ahead of time? No, you don't know. You don't know. Allah knows ahead of time. Yes, Allah already knows, but do you know? Does anyone know? Can anyone say, you know what, you're going to be in hellfire? No. Can anyone say you're going to be in Jannah? No. No one in their right mind can say you're guaranteed this or you're guaranteed that. And that's why you do your very best to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you supplicate to Allah in hopes that you'll be amongst the people of Jannah. And because of that deed, that's why you enter Jannah, inshallah. And then if you're trying to blame, like say that Allah already decreed, you don't know ahead of time. And you're already saying that you're going to be amongst the people of the hellfire already. Why? You didn't even make any effort. You don't know. And so the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our knowledge, of course, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has complete knowledge. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. Allah subhanahu knows. And Allah knows when we're going to die, what we're going to have, how much money we will have, and where we're going to die. And that's why Allah subhanahu says, وَمَا تَدْرِي نَفْسٌ مَاذَا تَكْسِبُ غَدًا وَمَا تَدْرِي نَفْسٌ مَاذَا تَكْسِبُ غَدًا. You don't know tomorrow what you're going to get, what you're going to acquire, how much money you're going to make, and what's going to happen to you. وَمَا تَدْرِي نَفْسٌ بِأَيِّ أَرْضٍ تَمُوتٍ. You don't even know where you're gonna die. Are you gonna die in Seattle, in Mecca, Medina, or nobody knows? Nobody knows. Some people they live their life. I know someone who lived their whole life in almost, I would say 85 or 90% of their life almost in Medina. In Medina. And then they travel one time and they die in the place that they went. And they don't die in Medina. The whole life, almost. From when they were young, all the way until they became in the 70s or 80s old. And then they travel, and that's when they died. And they didn't die in Medina. And by the way, the Prophet ﷺ said, من استطاع منكم أن يموت في المدينة. Whoever amongst you is able to die in Medina, فليفعل. Let him do so. Let him do so. Because I'm going to be فإني I am going to be شفيعاً. I will be his intercessor on the day of judgment, يوم القيامة. And when you rise, imagine coming out and all the companions are there. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is there. But can you control where you're going to die? What does that mean when the Prophet says that? Well, if you're able to control some of that, you know what? If you're gonna retire, go retire there if you can. If they allow you to retire and you go, yeah, go retire there because you have a better chance. But then you never know. Maybe you come back to visit your children and you die, and you don't die in Medina even though you plan. But nobody knows. وَمَا تَدْرِي نَفْسٌ بِأَيِّ أَرْضٍ تَمُوتُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلِيمٌ خَبِيرٌ. For indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all-knowing, all-aware. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, knows already. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also all-just. All-just. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in the hadith, and this is a very, very, a hadith that that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned concerning the writing of our deeds, and how some people, mashallah, you know, they do so much, but then at the end, that which has written for him takes precedence. And so you might say, well, why does this change at the end? This person was so good for so long. You have to understand, Allah knows what's in people's hearts. And some of the scholars have mentioned, maybe because that person was not sincere. Maybe they were not sincere. And so it's the importance of sincerity is very, 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 very important, because at the end, in the lifetime, Allah knows what's in our heart. Allah knows who's deserving of Jannah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all just. And that's why it's very important for us to be sincere, to be strong Muslims in front of people, and also strong Muslims, even stronger Muslims when nobody's watching us, when nobody's looking at us. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. Allah knows. You can trick the people. You can deceive the people. But when you're by yourself, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows, but you think that people don't know. People may not know, but you think Allah does not know. Allah knows. And that's why be sincere. And sometimes when you see somebody, you know, in a certain condition, certain state and so forth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all wise. And you don't know. Sometimes you might see a person doing so many bad things, and then at the end of his life, he repents and he enters Jannah. And maybe he'll enter Jannah. And so just like during the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there was a companion who wanted to join the Muslims in fighting. And so the reason why he wanted to join was, he said, okay, if I join you guys and I fight, what do I get? This is not Muslim. And so the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, we don't need your help. We don't need help from non-Muslims. Like, we don't need your help from a mushrik. And so he says, okay, if I accept Islam, okay, if I accept Islam, and then I fight, what if I die? What do I get? And the Prophet ﷺ said, you'll get Jannah, arduha ka'ardhi samawati wal ard. The paradise, the width of which is the width of the heavens and the earth. He says, yeah, paradise. Like gardens, like the gardens of the width of the heavens and the earth. He says, wow, that's great. So he says, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. Subhanallah. Look at this Bedouin. He's like, pure heart. Okay, is that what I'm going to get? And he believes in what the Prophet said. Right, this is a face that's not a face of a liar. If he says this, you know what? That's going to happen. Or if I die, so he goes in, he fights. Of course, he joins the Muslims and he fights and he passes and he is martyred. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when he saw him, that he had been martyred in the battlefield, he said, "Bakh in bakh, wow!" Like bakh in bakh is like, you know, bravo, whoa. You know, like it's like us saying, "Wow." عَمِلَ قَلِيلًا وَنَالَ كَثِيرًا. He did so little, but he got so much. مَا سَجَدَ لِلَّهِ سَجَدَةً وَاحِدًا. He did not make one sujood to Allah. Allah gave him Jannah, and he did not make one sujood to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? He joins the Muslims in fighting in the morning. It's not time to pray yet. Prayer time never came. He just went, fought fi sabilillah, and he was martyred. And so the Prophet ﷺ said, عَمِلَ قَلِيلًا وَنَالَ كَثِيرًا. He did so little. He just fought, of course. And in terms of the time span that he spent as a Muslim, it was very short. He did one thing only, jihad fi sabilillah. And he believed. He believed la ilaha illallah, and he believed in the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the Messenger of Allah. He went in, and as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that he will have Jannah. So, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam also mentioned in another hadith. He said, "Ma minkum min ahadin." إلا وقد كتب مقعده من الجنة ومقعده من النار. Like there's not a single one of you except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already written his place in Jannah, and he has his place in the hellfire. So not a single person, you know, like there's a reservation already. Everyone has two places already said. This, in other words, this, if a person goes to Jannah, this is his place. If that person goes to hellfire, that's his place. In other words, as your reservation, your name. It's like, you know, the hotels, it's already reserved. Your room is already reserved. But you know what, the scary part, your room, the good part, of course, your room is reserved in Jannah also. But the scary part, you have also a room in the hellfire. Already reserved. That means it's already reserved. And so the companions, قالوا يا رسول الله, O Messenger of Allah, أفلا ندعو العمل, should we abandon doing deeds, ونتكل على ما كتب, then we just depend on whatever is written. whatever's written is written. In other words, you know, whatever is written, why should we do anything? Just let it go. Just live life. Whatever you feel like doing, just do it. Right? So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لا يعملوا, do, go do good deeds. In other words, go forward and do all the good deeds you can. فَكُلٍ مُيَسَّرٌ لِمَا خُلِقَ لَهُ. Go do your deeds, because everyone who's already written amongst the people of Jannah, Allah will make it easy for them to do more deeds. Where he was supposed to, for his reservation. Allah knows ahead of time. But if you're written amongst the people of Jannah, when you do good deeds, Allah will make it easier and easier and easier and easier. So do as much as you can. Go do it. The more you do, the easier it is, easier it becomes. So don't stop. And وَأَمَّا أَهْلُ السَّعَادَةِ, the Prophet said, وَأَمَّا أَهْلُ السَّعَادَةِ, as for those who are successful, who those who will be happy, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Prophet says here, فَيُيَسَّرُونَ لِعَمْلِ أَهْلِ السَّعَادَةِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it easy for them to do that which is the deeds of those who are successful. And now those are the people who are going to be successful and happy in the hereafter. وَأَمَّا الْأَهْلُ الشَّقَاوَةِ, as for those who have been written that they will fail, right? That they are the ones who are going to be, of course, in the hellfire. فَيُيَسَّرُونَ لِعَمَلِ أَهْلِ الشَّقَاوَةِ. أَهْلِ الشَّقَاوَةِ. But then those that do bad deeds, they continue to do bad deeds, and it is easier for them to do all those bad deeds. So what does that mean? That means if you're headed that direction, right, you see that doing good deeds, it feels good to do good deeds, it's so easy, no, switch, turn your car around, Go the other way. Go the other way, because if you keep on going down that slope, the end is Jahannam. So you have to make that change to go the other way. And it might be difficult at the beginning, but as soon as you start going the other way, Allah then makes it easier for you to go the other way. And so then the Prophet, ثُمَّ قَرَأَ النَّبِي صلى الله عليه وسلم, who said, فَأَمَّا مَنْ أَعْطَى, as for those who give and have taqwa, وَصَدَّقَ بِالْحُسْنَى, and they believe in al-husna, I mean they believe in the reward, in Jannah, فَسَنُيَسِّرُهُ لِلْيُسْرَى, then we will make it easier for them to do that which is good and ease. وَأَمَّا مَنْ بَخِلَ وَاسْتَغْنَى, as for those who hold back and they are bakhil, they are a miser, and they think that they are, you know, they think they're everything sufficient. In other words, they're not thankful to Allah. They think, oh, whatever I did, istaghna, that means you think you're everything. Instead of saying alhamdulillah, no, it's my hard work, it's my study, it's because of this and because of that, because I'm smart, because I'm intelligent. No, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, wa amma man bakhil, those who are miser and they think, instead of thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they think they are good. They attribute all of these things to themselves instead of attributing to Allah all the good things to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa kadhaba bil husna, and they reject the end result, Jannah and paradise and so forth. فَسَنُيَسِّرُهُ لِلْعُسْرَى, then we will make it easy for them. We'll push them towards the al-usra. Usra is what? Just like the hadith mentions that it will be easier for them to do the bad deeds. It will be easier for them to do the bad deeds. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also has written for us a rizq, like the word, you know, a rizq, whatever we get. Right? But should we just like, oh, you know, just sit here, like, I'm going to get it anyways. No, even for us, when it comes to the dunya, subhanAllah, right? Some people, when they say, okay, good deeds, why should I do any good deeds? It's already written for me, right? Why should I do any good deeds? It's already written for me. And then they don't do any good deeds. And then you tell them things like, oh, like, okay, your rizq is already written. Why don't you just sit here and see how much money comes to you? And they go, no, I'm going to starve to death if I don't go to work, right? I'm going to starve to death. Yeah, when it comes to the dunya right now, like, oh yeah, well, the akhirah, oh no, I don't have to do anything. It's already written for me. Well, the rizq is already written for you. Why don't you sit here and wait, it'll come to you, right? Like, no, I got to go. So the same way, you want Jannah, you got to work. You got to go out. You got to do good deeds. You can't just sit there. And the same way, your rizq is already written for you, but you go out. And if it's written for you, you might do little, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala might give you a lot. And some people, very wise, they have high degree, and then there are other people, they drop out of college. But they're the richest people in the world sometimes. They didn't even finish college, right? Whatever Allah has already decreed, right? But you do all that you can. You give it everything that you have, and you do all that you can, and then you put your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then you put your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you do good deeds in hopes that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept your good deeds and enter you Jannah. And you stay away from the bad deeds and stay away from sins in hopes that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect you from the hellfire. And the mushrikun, the disbelievers, the non-Muslims, they use qadr. They use qada, al-qada wal-qadr. They use qadr for their shirk also. For their shirk. And they say, سَيَقُولُ الَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا لَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ مَا أَشْرَكْنَا وَلَا آبَاؤُنَا وَلَا حَرَّمْنَا مِنْ شَيْءٍ. What did they say? سَيَقُولُ الَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا. Those who disbelieve, right? Those who disbelieve, the disbelievers. They say, لَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ, if Allah were to, you know, when the Prophet was calling to believe in Allah, and do good deeds and do not associate with Allah. So what do they say? What do they say? They say, "Law sha Allah ma ashrakna." If Allah will, we would not have associated with Allah. Wala aba'una. And even our forefathers would not have associated with Allah. Right? Wala harramna min shay. And we would not have made anything haram. And so they themselves use, just like some sinners, some people who don't want to change their lifestyle, some people who don't want to change their lifestyle, because the disbelievers, they don't want to change their lifestyle. They want to do whatever they're doing. So what do they use? They use al-qadr. They use predestination as justification for their sins. Yeah, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to be Muslim, we would have been Muslim. But you know, He didn't want to, so... You know. Yeah, but they already... Because they don't want to accept this. They don't want to change their lifestyle. They don't want to change their way of life. They don't... Even though they know the truth. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about them, what does He say when they make this claim? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, كَذَلِكَ كَذَّبَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ كَذَلِكَ كَذَّبَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ. You know, the people who denied, the people who rejected Allah, the people before them said the same thing. حَتَّى ذَاقُوا بَأْسَنَا, until they tasted our punishment. When they saw the punishment come, then they changed their mind. Right? When the punishment comes, then you change your mind. But it's too late. Allah gave you so many times, opportunities. And some people, they never see it until death comes, but it's too late. It's too late. You refuse to accept. And when the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes, then that's when they accept it. But that's too late. That's too late. That's when they really see reality. So these are things, even though they use this as proof, it's only because they are arrogant. They want to continue to oppress people. They want to continue to commit sins. They want to continue to drink. They want to continue to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to continue to party. And that's why they don't want to accept La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. And so people who use the decree and predestination as proof and evidence and justification for their deeds are only doing so because they want to follow their desires. What does that mean? They have made their desires above the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So their desires become their God. Because there are some who, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَا يَتَّخِي إِلَاهُ هَوَى. There are some people who take their God as their desires as their God. Because whatever their desire tells them to do, they do it. Some people, they take money. They make money as their God. Because whatever makes money, that's what they'll do it. They don't care if it's halal or haram. No. Their justification, if I can make money, I don't care if I have to steal, I don't care if I have to cheat, I don't care if I have to lie, I don't care if it, because they're worshipping money. Money is what's controlling their actions. Money is what's controlling their principles and morals. It's all about money. And there are some people, it's all about desires. They just want to fulfill their desires. They want to just drink, party, do whatever they want to do. You tell them to, no, don't do that. No, no, no. Allah tells, no. If they were to worship Allah, then they say, okay, I worship Allah. Allah said, no, don't do this, I'm going to stay away. But if they worship their desires, no, my desire ordered me to do this, I'm going to do it. If their desire says, no, don't go to the masjid, I don't want to go to the masjid. I don't want to help the poor. I don't want to do this. Why? I have all this money, why do I have to give to them? So I want to take care of myself. So they're following their desires, fulfilling their desires. So they're worshipping their desires. Right? And so some people worship different things, but they don't realize that they're worshipping it. In action, they're worshipping those things. And that's why the Prophet ﷺ said, Ta'isa abd al-dinar, Ta'isa abd al-dirham. Destroyed are the people who worship the dinar, gold and silver and dirham. They are destroyed. And then there are people who worship money. Yes, there are people who worship money, and there are people who worship themselves. And there are people who worship, and the shaitan will make you worship anything. He doesn't care what you worship, just don't worship Allah. And as I mentioned, I ended with this. There's a group of people I told you already before. There are people who worship the genitals of men and women also. There are people who worship female genital. I mentioned before a friend of mine, he's, you know, from the area of Asham. He said there are some people, and they're Arabs. Yeah. They worship the female genital. You know what they do? They bring, on their Eid day, they bring the most beautiful woman, beautiful virgin in the village, and she sits in front and they worship. She sits naked in front of them, and they worship her private part. And they say, Ya Ma'bud, Ya Ma'bud, Minka Kharajna wa ilayka na'ud. What do they say? Oh object of my worship, oh object of my worship, we came out of you and we'll go back inside you. Astaghfirullah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. The shaitan would do anything. You worship anything, he doesn't care. As long as you don't worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As long as you don't worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he will justify your worship with some of the most despicable reasoning. That and some of the most despicable actions. And they will say that's good and it's okay. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to teach us that which benefits us and benefits us from that which has taught us. Inshallah.